It's absolutely glorious. It's lovely. Now, we've got a number of notices this morning, about half a dozen notices, and one very short story. First thing I have to remind you is we need to vacate our rooms, or we need to have vacated by 9:30. The next thing is Broxbourne Station. Does anyone need a lift to Broxbourne Station? If you do, please, you need a lift. Right, I've got a timetable. Is there anyone going in Broxbourne direction? I'm going to Stansted personally, but anyone going towards Broxbourne that's prepared to give this lady a lift down there, please? Is there anyone where we can arrange that? Yes? Thank you very much. So, gentlemen, thank you very much for that. That's kind of you. Final reminder of the white envelopes and your welcome packs. This is a chance to bless foundations. So please think about and pray about how you might bless foundations. And you never know, perhaps come again, offer your services, because time is valuable, and the team needs encouraging. We always need people to help. Fill out the evaluation forms. It's valuable feedback for us. And please put them in the box. 10:45, we break for refreshments, and then we finish as we started, at the time of prayer, worship, and testimony. Lunch is at 1. And then the programme ends at lunch, but the centre is still open to us till 4. So for those who have the time, please stay and enjoy the grounds and enjoy being here. We'd ask you to return badges, please, back to anonymity. The badge box is on top of the sound desk. And finally, there's a card. There's a card on the side there that Rosie has prepared for Joe and David, for those who know them, for their birth of their baby, Josiah. Please write and send them greetings and encourage them. It would be lovely. I think that's all the notices I have. Just finally, I've got a very short story for you about a devout couple. Anyone from Yorkshire here? Yes, wonderful. Right, well, you can authenticate the accent. Thank you very much. You're not from Yorkshire. You live in Yorkshire. No, I want genuine. We need the dialect. Lovely, devout couple. Been together for years. Love Yorkshire, loved each other. But sadly, this man's wife died. And he wanted to do justice to her with a memorial. And sitting in the pub one evening, he said to his friends, "You know, I've got to arrange this memorial, but I had no idea just how much stonemasons charge now." And his friend said, "Well," he said, "I agree with you." He said, "But have you thought about going on the internet?" He said, "Go to headstonesdirect.com. He said, "They work in the same way as Twitter. You pay by characters. You pay according to the number of characters." He said, "And you just type in what you want. It says, add your greeting, and you can put underneath your wife's name whatever you wanted." And he said, "Oh, I know what I want." He said, "I just simply want 'She was thine.'" So he said, "Right." He said, "I'll go and do that straight away." And he did. He typed it all in, sent it all off, got his acknowledgement, and they promised that they would install, free of charge, install the headstone. The following week, he went along to see it, to take some flowers. He was horrified to find they'd missed off an E, and it just simply said, "She was thin." He came back and got back on the website, found the contact form, rang customer services, who said, "We can assure you your call is valuable to us." And he got this very nice young lady, and he said, look, he said, I was devoted to her. She was a devout woman. I chose carefully what I had written, and I know I wrote she was thine. And the young lady said, yes, of course, but did you not realise that to get the special offer, you're limited to 10 characters? He said, look, he said, you're dealing with a Yorkshireman here. We are straight spoken. We don't mince our words. I want that E added. And I don't care what it costs. She said, well, don't worry, sir. We have a way of upgrading you to another 10 characters. He said, well, it goes against the grain losing 9 characters. He said, but add the E. Can you do it in a week? Yes, they said. We certainly can. He said, you seem... She was a wonderful woman, generous in spirit, generous in character, but above all, generous in proportions. So to have she was thin there makes a mockery of it. And sure enough, a week later, they'd kept their word, and as he walked into the graveyard, he saw the headstone, and it simply said, Eve, she was thin. Thank you.
I can't follow that. Unless there's any other jokes here, but then we might run out of time. Okay, just sort of a summing up and just a finishing off session. After me, there'll be more excitement. So you can. I've seen the dance practice and the music practice. So we're in for an experience. Let's say a good one, a positive one. Usually I forget to thank people. I'm only going to thank 3 people this time. Sometimes it's only one, sometimes it's a lot. If I try to thank everyone, I always miss someone out, so people get offended. But I'd like to thank Paul for his unique way of actually teaching, which is something different for most of us here. And we've even had experienced teachers, one in particular, who went up to Paul yesterday and said, Paul, can you teach me the way that you teach? And Paul basically said, well, this is just me. You can't teach the way you are. But I think... Yeah. Oh. I know he has been a teacher for years, but for us, he's a sort of an untried quantity, so it was a bit of a risk bringing him along, particularly as he never really told me what he was going to talk about. But I think we did well with him, and he will be back. He will be on, and more about this. I'd like to thank Sarah, who came into the breach about 6 months ago. I said to Sarah, yes, you can help out with the worship and the leading and the spiritual side of things. And she said no. but then I believe the Lord spoke to her. And so a higher authority than me actually told her that, yes, she could do it. And she did it, and she's done it very well, hasn't she? So we'll see. Again, you'll see more of her later on. And she's very much the half of a double act. So you'll see the other half of the double act a bit later. and then then there's the terrible twins. You know, they're not really twins. They're married. If they were twins, then we're in a bit of a dodgy area here. But they are not twins. They are married. And you know, they've been great. Again, this is the first conference that they've been properly in charge of the music, and they've done really well. And again, more of them a little bit later. So thank you for them. Well done. Okay, so we have our next major conference will be up north somewhere in Yorkshire, near Yorkshire, somewhere, Derbyshire, Matlock. We're going there in November. The teachers there, we're going to have 3 teachers. Paul's going to be one. David Sell at the back there, he's not just someone who twiddles the knobs at the back and plays the squeeze box thing. He is. Those of you that have that came in February and April would have experienced the David Soul experience, which is it's actually very similar to Paul, very interactive. So he'll be a teacher, and Jose, the star of Brunel Manor. it's a very loose title. It's the Hebraic Jesus, which could cover many sort of areas. So I don't think they've come together to decide what they're going to talk about yet. But that's the general theme, looking at the Hebraic background to Jesus, and say it's as wide as it can be. So we've got a few bookings already. I think a few of you here are coming, and it's a smaller place, so we may actually run out of beds on this one. So get your bookings in quickly. The usual thing is 40% of bookings in the last 2 weeks, which is not good for my nerves. So it'd be nice to get some earlier bookings. I say this every time and everyone ignores me, but really, it would help us if you wanted to come to book up at least by September. What? Please. Can't hear you, Malcolm. Can't hear. Right. The other one... you probably know this, but if you've got the Foundations blue folder thing, there was meant to be another one in Quinta, the Balfour decoration. We felt that, well, we'd already, to cut a long story short, we were committed to go to Quinta, which is our original place where we used to be, for a weekend in September. And so we were committed to that, and we thought, well, the Balfour decoration would be a good one, you know, for our sort of people. But it turns out that our sort of people weren't very interested. Our sort of people had lots of other Balfour events, like tours and the Albert Hall thing. So there were actually zero bookings. This was a one-off. You know, it was 3 months before, and there were no bookings. So we just felt that the Lord had actually done something through the back door. Because, and this is Monica's idea, because I phoned up Quinta and said, you know, if we cancelled, what would happen? And they said, well, you'd pay us £4,000, you know, which is, you know, we don't even have £4 in the bank, let alone £4,000. But so Monica said, why not have it as a retreat? So use the booking and just put out a message to people that we knew were sort of, you know, have been to the conferences before and helped out. And immediately we got 30 people signed up. I think a lot of you here have signed up for it. We need ideally 40 to 50, because that way we won't be surcharged, because we were meant to have between 50 and 70, and Quinta are a bit stroppy about on the financial side and never been our best friends, I think, Quinta. So the idea is that what you've seen here is an ongoing story. Not just the teaching, but the whole concept of Foundations, which those of you who are new to it may be... I mean, have you had a good experience? How's it been? Has it been like, yeah, apart from the weather and the food, I mean, you know, the stuff that we did, the freedom, I hope that you actually sort of reveled in this freedom that you may not be used to in conferences. But that is the Foundations concept. Is this, you know, the non-structure, let's say. It's the non-model, the not model, we call it. So we want to develop that, and also we want to forge ourselves together closer as a team, and we need to know where God is in all of this, and the best way to do it is for like-minded people who really are behind us is to come along, spend a weekend together, to pray together, seek the Lord. We'll have David Andrew there to give us the State of the Nation address in his inimitable way. He's the only one that could do this. And we'll respond accordingly. So I know quite a few of you are coming, but if there's, and we're going to be very Hebraic about it. We're saying to everyone to come. It's only going to cost £100 for a weekend, which is amazingly low. Yes, sir? Oswestry, on the border of England and Wales, just north of Shrewsbury. It's not too far. It's Well, not too far from someone who lives in Oswestry Street, I suppose. Look, we've been going there for the last 5 years, you know, but then we go by coach, so we go by luxury coach. You know. It's going to cost £100 to try to keep it so that it's not a burden on people. But also, if you wanted to come and you haven't got any money, then you can come for nothing. Because the idea is what we're going to do is when we get there, and when we get the bill from Quinta, we say, right, this is our shortfall, and we'll pass the basket around and say, let's make up the shortfall. And just do it, I think, the intelligent way. I think the Hebraic way is that some people, you know, we all are on different levels. That the Lord has blessed some of us financially, some of us, you know, struggle. So, you know, some people will finance others, but no compulsion to it. So that's, I think, how it's going to work. We don't want anyone who wants to come for money to be a problem. So, you know, so, you know, if there's anyone here that has got no money at all, you know, like you at the end. Yeah, I know. Yeah, actually the pensioner, you know. this is 8th to the 10th of September. If you've got those little blue folder things, you'll see it as the Quinta thing. It's exactly the same time, the same weekend. I will email all of you anyway to remind you about it. But if you want to speak to us any time today before the end, we can sign you up then. Foundations 9. Yes, there is going to be a Foundations 9. We're going back to Abbot Hall again, which is fantastic. Yeah, we love it. Those of you who haven't been there, we were there in, when was it? Some April, February. It's a beautiful hotel in the Lake District. We were there. What? Hold on, I don't know. Working up to it. It'll be a Monday to Friday experience, and it's going to be an Easter week. It's the only week they had for us, which I think is the last week in March, first week in April, that sort of time. And what we're planning to do is to use that week as an Easter week with the working title of Reclaiming Easter, is to go through the whole Easter experience on those 4 days, but Hebraically. So we'll have a Seder night meal, a Passover. Yeah, we'll do... in fact, Peter Sammons and David as well, I think, are writing a book about this, I think. I don't know, do you know about this? Peter's talk. All right. So apparently David is writing a book about... 3 days. Yeah. So so the way it's going to work is Tuesday is going to be Palm Sunday, Wednesday is going to be Maundy Thursday. Where are we up to? Thursday is going to be Good Friday, and Friday is going to be Easter Sunday. and this is going along with what was in my book and what. What Paul mentioned about form and function, because the form is the actual day of the week, which doesn't really matter. It's the function that's important. So it really doesn't matter what day of the week it is, but we're going to go through the whole thing in those 4 days. So we'll be advertising that in September, but if you want to book now, then that's fine. You know, get us a few early bookings. There'd be about 100 places there, I think, for that one. And the other thing is Foundations Taster Days. Maybe this is something we're going to talk about at Quinta, but I think the future of what we're doing is to bring this concept into churches themselves or into areas. Now, we've done it twice because Jose and Sarah came and you two came to Wellington, Somerset. We did a day there. It was at 10 o'clock till 5. And all the bits and pieces that we do, apart from the dancing, there wasn't much time. But they built up a music group in one day. So from 10 o'clock, from advertising, let's get a music group together, they were performing like 4 o'clock in the afternoon or something. And so I had that. Jose had a fantastic yeshiva going. We had the crafts. We had the quiet room. And it worked really well. We had good testimonies and people, you know, want to come back. And then we had a more interesting one in Belfast. Where is he, Colin? Yeah, Colin's a fantastic organiser. So Colin got everyone together from the whole of Ireland. and it was me and Colin. It went really well. You're still getting, we had about 60 people there-ish, and Colin is still getting people coming up to him and talking about it, and it was like 3 weeks ago. Yeah. So I won't embarrass you anymore. but we're going to make that a regular thing, we think, the island thing. And also we're going back to, some of you remember John Birch, Dr. John Birch. We'll be doing a Foundations Day up there. Oh, it's your church. Summer next year. So, but what we'd like to do, and there was a handout in your packs, two possibilities. Either you're part of a church and want us to come and take over a church service on the Sunday, and allowing it to last all day, not just 45 minutes in the morning. We can't quite manage just for that. But from like 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock, a whole day. But the beauty of that is that church members will hopefully bond together. We will experience each other in different ways through these outsiders coming in and churning things up. So that's it's going to take a brave vicar or minister to allow us in. But I'm sure there are a few out there who wouldn't mind. And then there's some of, and this could be any of you here, because as a result of the last retreat we had, two people stepped forward. Heath and Nancy Smalden, who are not here, and said, we will arrange a Saturday meeting for you in Wellington. And they did that, and they did fantastically. You know, they got the people there, they hired the hall, they worked out the infrastructure, and we just turned up and did the stuff. And people came from all over the area, you know, from Devon all through to Hampshire, I think. So you know, we're looking for people here, perhaps, that can help arrange one of these Saturday conferences as well. So, or we could do a whole weekend one, you know, it'll depend. So that's that. So I think that's really my adverts over. Bookshop. We have a bookshop here. Right, where's David? David. Yeah. Do you want to give a little spiel? Because David's my marketing manager. He doesn't know that.
How many people have visited the bookshop whilst you've been here? Good number of you, great. How many of you have not read any of Steve's books? Oh, a few of you, not many. How many of you have not read this one? How many of you have not bought it yet? How many of you have not given one away to somebody else? Wow. It's preaching to the converted here. Do you know, I first met Steve. We talked on the phone, but then I met him at CRT, which is Christian Resources Together exhibition or retreat. And what I discovered straight away is that Steve doesn't like promoting himself or his books, which is a great shame, because I personally have found his books life-changing and giving a new direction for me in many of my thoughts and my walk with God. So I do encourage you to go and have a look at his books again and think about making sure you pick up the ones you've not read before and perhaps buying an extra one if you can afford it and giving it away to somebody else. That would be great. There are other books out there as well. There's also the books Judith is put out there for Barnabas. And Stephen, where's Stephen Bishop? This is Stephen. I picked up this book of yours. Would you just say something a little bit about the kind of books that you have produced? Go and have a look at Steve's books as well.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah, the books I try to write are from a very kind of level of the pew. That's to say, I'm not a professional clergy person or anything like that. Even though I've got the name Bishop, I'm not. So I'm looking at the Bible from a personal point of view of someone who's just living a life that's normal, you know, going to work, getting up in the morning, that type of thing, and looking at the Bible in that respect and trying to connect people in the Bible with ourselves. And this particular book about time, full stop or question mark, is looking at the theme of time, not insofar as it's something which restricts us, but looking at the broadest perspective as brought out in the Bible, and particularly the life of Jesus, who was not constrained by time, but seemed to live outside it. So he was doing things at surprising times, which surprised people, and certainly went beyond where they thought they were. So I am, you know, this is investigating that whole area, which applies to ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Christine. I don't know. Whatever. You wanted to do it.
Okay, before I say something which is probably going to be superfluous, I just have to share with you something I heard when I was just finishing in the shower this morning on the campsite. You know, these things you overhear and you just have to giggle. Well, there was a mum with a small child, probably sort of that size. And after they'd chatted about why they weren't going to have another goldfish when they went back to their brick house, because there's a fish pond at the site, then Mummy said, well, we'll have a shower in a minute. I'm not going to have it. I'm definitely not having a shower. And Mummy said, well, why aren't you going to have a shower? And the little one said, because I'll get absolutely soaked. I just had to laugh at that. The innocence and the simplicity and the taking, you know, if only we were like that about God's provision for us, so straightforward and, you know, no holds barred. Anyway, no, what I wanted to do was just to encourage you. If you've been blessed while you've been here, and I doubt that there's anybody who hasn't been, if there is, we'll pray with you later. If you've been blessed, you've received from God and received from each other, do please be generous in giving to support the work of foundations and to support the work of Steve and Monica, without whom this wouldn't be happening, and all the other things. They've obeyed God's call in their life. They don't have a day job, and anybody who writes books knows that it doesn't provide an income. So if you've been blessed, please be generous and bless others. And God's gonna bless. He will meet all our needs anyway, but he likes to use us to help each other, not just financially, but friendship-wise and in so many ways. And I'm sure we've all made new links here. And a couple of people have mentioned to me, and I hope you put it on your forms, about being able to network with other people. And something I thought of last night, I don't know if this is a possibility, Steve, for future times. It's very low tech to have a map of the country and us to mark where people are, so that you know that there's somebody else you can get in touch with in your area. You had one, did you? Oh yes, somebody organised it. Yes.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you, I think the map went back to the owner. It had done the job, which was that most conference members had put in a pin.
That's right. That's pin.
It certainly gave a quick visual reflection of how dispersed
yes.
We are. And, yeah, I got the impression that I'm in an isolation with an awful lot of England around me, with nobody like yourself.
Yes.
Okay. But it did the job. The job was to see roughly where people admitted they lived.
Yes.
And with it, with it was a,
well, the there,
a sign sheet, so that you could, if you wished, write your address, and
yes.
Somebody else could, if they wished, then utilise that.
Yes.
I don't think it got very far, but it did do what it was
yes.
Asked to do, and it could be produced again, I dare say.
Yes, yes. Such that we can see how the network is building and people can then network locally,
yeah.
If possible.
We're doing that on the website.
Great. Yes, I do encourage you, if you're not already getting the twice weekly emails. I don't know if it's getting older, but they seem to come round so fast. And you think, golly, it can't be time for another one. And there it is. There's some superb stuff on there. You won't probably have time to look at it and listen to it and watch all of the things on there, but there's some superb videos and talks and some really, really solid meat. So if you're lacking in meat and veg meals at your local church, if you're linked in with a local church, then it's, you know, there's loads of good stuff there, and I'd really encourage you, yeah, whether you're linked in with a church or not. Okay, enough said. All yours.
Job in permanently now.
Oh, yeah, and
right. Final thing, we do this at the end of every conference. Hollers. Who hasn't had holler before? Oh, you've all had holler. Oh, you're going to love this. It's sweet bread. It's lovely. It's Jewish bread. And we have two loaves here. The sense of just breaking bread together. So between now and the end of the conference, just come up and just take bread and share it with people. Come up more than once. We have two hollers. In our sense, is the one new man. It's Jew and Gentile, but it's also old foundationers and new foundationers. Just sort of people coming together, new people and old people. It's just a symbol of just family, togetherness and friendship. So any time now, just come from at any point during from the rest of the day. And just share some bread together. That's all we're going to do at this part. But we're now going to move on to the dancing, followed by the music. So you're next.
And just to say that our team that's gathered is just amazing. They're extraordinary. But then you're all extraordinary people. And I know that you'd all want to be in this, wouldn't you? Yes, you're looking at me very funny. Well, there may be another time for you, but today we have an extraordinary group of people who have given themselves to this amazing truth. A bit of controversy, but we like to know that the truth stands. So if we want to just get ourselves ready, team, that's wonderful. Thank you. No, don't put it there. Don't put it over here because you don't want to.